Hello, welcome to Up to Speed Live. Happy Friday, we made it. Big week, busy week. I am Diana Alvear and I'm so happy to be with you to send you into the weekend. But before we do that, we're gonna recap the week. So Monday, big day, Hans and the VLC gave us an update on the company and made a very big announcement. Ronan Dunn is moving over to become strategic advisor to the CEO and he will serve on the board of Yahoo. And current VCG Chief Operating Officer Manon Pruyet will succeed him as CEO of Verizon Consumer. Tuesday, my friend Andrew Testa filled you up with kindness and all the ways you can wear your kindness proudly thanks to new partners. Go get that bracelet. And yesterday, we celebrated our veterans, letting you know all of the ways that we honor and support the people who sacrificed so much for us and our country. All right, so now we're gonna circle back to the big news this week, of course, the news that Manon Pruyet is the incoming CEO of VCG. She is already getting down to business, but our friend Andy Choi snagged 60 seconds with her to get to know her better.
Are you ready for your 60 seconds?
I am.
All right, let's start the clock, and here we go. First app you check in the morning?
The stock market.
Favorite subject in school?
Mathematics.
What do you do on your days off?
I run. I just browse around the city since I'm a New Yorker.
Best word to describe you?
Authenticity.
Do you have a nickname?
Yes.
Will you share it with us?
Manon.
Manon. Something you're afraid of?
Spider.
Favorite movie?
Oh my God, everything about Wes Anderson. So the last one is The French Dispatch.
There we go. Favorite TV show?
Everything that makes me laugh.
What piece of advice would you give your 13-year-old self?
Chill, take it easy.
One cause you feel passionate about?
Mental health.
A song that changes your mood?
Everything from Blondie.
Will you sing a little?
No.
And that brings us to 60 seconds.
I love it. That was so much fun. Thank you, Andy and Manon. And you know, I was hoping that she was going to sing The Tide Is High because that is my favorite Blondie song. But I suppose she should have sang Call Me because we are Verizon. All right, I'll stop being silly. Today is Disney Plus Day. Can you believe that the streaming service launched 2 years ago today? So to celebrate Disney Plus Day, the streaming service is gonna be premiering a ton of new releases, including Disney and Pixar's Ciao Alberto and Disney's Olaf Presents. And the adorable puppy footage that you're seeing right now is from one of their most popular shows, The World According to Jeff Goldblum, which is returning for season two tonight. Now, Verizon was one of Disney Plus's first partners, and did you know that Adweek calls us a secret weapon in helping streaming services scale? So remember, when customers sign up for premium unlimited plans, they can get Disney Plus on us. My kids are big fans. It is worth it. Yesterday, V-Teamers in the U.S. celebrated Veterans Day, giving thanks to those who have served our country, including more than 8,000 veteran V-Teamers that we have in our ranks. I work with some amazing veterans. Tammy Irwin, who serves as the Executive Champion of Valor, our employee resource group for military veterans, hosted a special event in Chandler, Arizona. And she was joined by Valor members, Verizon leaders, and guests, including Earl Fontenot, a U.S. Army veteran who served in both Afghanistan and Iraq, and Wally Edwards, the National Director of Corporate Partnerships with Wounded Warrior Project. And Tammy presented a $250,000 check to Wally Edwards and the Wounded Warrior Project. Verizon partners with the Wounded Warrior Project. It is an amazing organization that has provided a vital lifeline for wounded veterans and active duty service members. We had a chance to talk with Wally himself to hear a bit more from the event.
The contribution that Verizon is making is critical to the success of the Wounded Warrior Project because through our programs and services, we are then allowed to help these veterans, whether it's through connection, whether it's through employment, mental health, physical health. Verizon is making it possible for us to perform and to provide these programs and services to these veterans who really greatly need that service.
And we are not done. The event was followed by a Wounded Warrior Project walk supported by our Verizon wellness team. Plus, we also had members of Valor join the Veterans Day Parade in New York City, an annual tradition to honor veterans and salute active military members. Our float featured flags representing each military branch. And also, the Verizon Consumer Group is partnering with the Pat Tillman Foundation. It's an organization that was created to honor the NFL player and Afghanistan veteran who gave his life for his country. We are going to tell Pat's story and show our support with a November 16th event in Austin, Texas. We're going to be showcasing a mural and a donation to the foundation. All right, so this has been a really fun show, and we're going to end on good news. What better way to wrap up Kindness Week than to see it in action? This story is incredible. Rochelle Larson, you see her here, a V-teamer in Alexandria, Minnesota, noticed a car pulled over and a mother in distress. Well, Rochelle just had the sense something was wrong. She pulled over, realized the toddler in the backseat was choking, and helped dislodge the candy that was in his throat, potentially saving his life. And this photo you see there, Rochelle, she took it in her son's bedroom with a sign that means a lot to her. Work hard and be nice to people. And I have to tell you, Rochelle, as a mother myself, my heart stopped hearing that story. And I am so, so grateful to you for what you did for that mom and baby. Truly, it is a miracle that you were there and able to help. All right. That is going to do it for us today. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your Friday with me. I hope we're sending you off with some good vibes. I'm Diana Alvear. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe. And until next time, you're up to speed.